This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. In Haryana, voting is underway for the single-phase assembly elections in 90 constituencies. 9.53% voter turnout is recorded till 9 a.m. The polling, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pankaj Agrawal, said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations along with webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon people to cast their votes in record numbers and be a part of this festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to all the young voters in the state who are going to exercise their franchise for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Maharashtra today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will launch various initiatives related to the agricultural and animal husbandry sector worth around 23,300 crore in Vashim. He will also inaugurate the Banjara Virasat Museum, celebrating the rich heritage of the Banjara community. Later, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 32,800 crore at Thane. India has become the fourth economy in the world to surpass $700 billion in foreign exchange reserves, joining China, Japan and Switzerland. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $12.588 billion to touch a new all-time high of $704.885 billion for the week ending September 27. The sharp increase in forex reserves strengthens India's ability to cushion against global economic uncertainties and provides greater stability to its currency in the face of volatile international markets. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will travel to Islamabad to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit on 15th and 16th of this month. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal confirmed this during a media briefing in Delhi yesterday. On Zakir Naik's visit to Pakistan, Mr. Jaiswal said, India is not surprised that a fugitive from Indian justice has received a high-level welcome in Pakistan. He termed it as disappointing and condemnable. India has renewed its urgent call for adopting an international treaty against terrorism, one it first proposed nearly 30 years ago. Addressing the UN General Assembly's Legal Committee on Thursday, Admetli, a legal officer with India's UN mission, expressed deep concern over the growing strength of terrorist groups, which are now harnessing cutting-edge technologies like drones to enhance their capabilities. She emphasized the need for countries to overcome the current stalemate in finalizing the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism. President of Maldives, Mohamed Bouazizi, will be on a four-day state visit to India from Monday. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this will be Mr. Muizu's first bilateral visit to India. He said the Maldives president had earlier visited India in June this year to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Mr. Jaiswal said during his stay, Mr. Muizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will have business engagements. Israel says its defense forces have eliminated more than 2,000 military targets and 250 Hezbollah terrorists since it started targeted and demarcated ground operations in southern Lebanon 4 days ago. Academicians and researchers across the country have hailed the Union Cabinet's recent decision of conferring the status of classical language to 5 Indian languages. The Cabinet on Thursday included Assamese, Bengali, Marathi, Pali and Prakrit in the list of classical languages. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India lost to New Zealand by 58 runs in Dubai last night. Chasing a target of 161 runs, the Women in Blue team were bundled out for just 102 runs in 19 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.